This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Sort of back to regular schedule this week. And good to see everybody back. Hope everyone had a nice Yom Tov. Today, we're going to have two shiurim, two sugyas, both medium size. The first one is on the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis asked, why did Klal Yisrael not do Milah in the Midbar? Gemara said, "Midbar lo my time lo mal." So Gemara says, "Ibay semel mishum chosha de orcha," either because the weakness of travel, it's dangerous to do mila when you're on the road, and if you want, you could say, "Ibay semel mishum dlay nashav luhu ruach tzefinus." The north wind did not blow. The Gemara said, "The Tanya kol oisin arbaam shana shahu yisob midbar lo nashvam ruach tzefinus." The north wind did not blow those 40 years. Why? My time, Iboiseima Mishum Dinazufim Havu, either because they were in Cherem. Rashi says from the Maisa Ha'egel. The Ramban says because of the Maisa Meraglim. And they were in Cherem. Iboiseima Dulay Nivdar Anane Kavod, so that it should not scatter the Anane Kavod. And therefore, a Papa says on a cloudy day or on a or when the south wind blows, we don't do mila. Okay, I just a ha'ara. If the reason why they didn't do mila is because the north wind didn't blow so that it should not scatter the Anani HaKavod, well, what about after the Chet HaEgel when the Anani HaKavod went away? In other words, according to Rashi, that the north wind did not blow because they were in Cherem from the Anane, from the Chet HaEgel. Well, the Chet HaEgel, there were no Anane HaKavod. And the second answer is, so it shouldn't scatter the Anane HaKavod. What about when the Anane HaKavod went away after the Chet HaEgel? Okay. But in any event, that's what the Gemara says. They did not do Mila in the Midbar because the north wind did not blow. Let's see Toisus. Toisus on the top left-hand side in Ayin Beis says, "B'sifri Oimer," in the Sifri it says, "De beginu son shall Yisrael siper hakasav," that if you look in Parshas Ba'al Oischa, and it says that they did Mila in the second year, that they brought the Karban Pesach in the second year, it's talking about the disparagement of the Jewish people. Shloi also ela Pesach echa b'mem shana asher b'midbar. They only brought one Karban Pesach the 40 years they were in the Midbar. Shloi matzinu sha'asa Pesach ela b'shana shnia. That's what the Sifri says. That when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, they only brought the Karban Pesach one time. V'teima asked Toisus v'chi b'mezid hayu nimnaim. The Jewish people flagrantly, deliberately refrained from bringing the Karban Pesach. How could it be that for 40 years the Jewish people only brought the Karban Pesach one time? Is that really shayach? Is that really possible that they only brought the Karban Pesach one time? So you say, what do you mean? Our Gemara is the rationale. Our Gemara says that they could not give Mila to their children the 40 years they were in the desert because of Chulsha de Orcha or because of Ruach Tzvainis. Says Toisus, V'im Yisham Mila Secharim Shoyim Ha'akvim. If you're going to say that the fact that their males did not have Mila prevented them from bringing the Karban Pesach, V'choshev, and you'll say, well, then why is the Sifri saying it's in a genus of Klal Yisrael? Their lives were in danger. V'choshev genus, l'fisha garmu, heim davarzeh, and it's considered their disparagement because they were the ones who caused that they shouldn't be able to do Mila because they sinned and therefore the north wind didn't blow. V'kivan d'lo yafsher, ask Toisvis, since it wasn't possible for them to do Mila, loy hoysama akeves, it should not have prevented them from bringing the Karban Pesach. Like, by the way, the Toisvis Yeshanim says, someone whose brothers died because of Mila, maybe even could eat Truma. It's not their fault. The Gemara even says that only when you're enjoined to circumcised, does that prevent the Hakravas Karban Pesach. But if, let's say, you can't give a milah because your children are endangered because there's no ruach tzefinis, that would not stop you from bringing the Karban Pesach. So again, Tosfos' kasha is, why did the Jewish people not bring the Karban Pesach for 40 years in the Midbar? And don't say it's because they couldn't circumcise their children, because since there were extenuating circumstances, that would have allowed them to bring the Karban Pesach. So Tosfos therefore says that when the Sifri says they didn't bring the Karban Pesach for 40 years, it doesn't mean they didn't bring it, chas v'shalom. Of course they brought it. It means they only got it right one time. They were mistaken. They did not do it correctly for 39 times. They only got it right one time. Tosfos says, avalei asu kesiknan ela echad. They only did it correctly one time. That is the approach of Tosfos. Again, Tosfos is of the opinion that the Jewish people certainly were makir of the Karban Pesach in the Midbar, because how could they flagrantly not bring the Karban Pesach? And don't say it's because their kids didn't have a milah, because that would not have stopped them from bringing the Karban Pesach. However, interestingly, the Ramban and the Mizrahi, the Ramban in the Gemara here, the Mizrahi on Rashi in Mahaloy Ischa says that the reason why Klal Yisrael did not bring the Karban Pesach in the Midbar is because their children did not have a milah. And we could ask on the Ramban and the Mizrahi, Tosfos' kasha, that why would that have not allowed them to eat the Karban Pesach? It was an oinus. They could not have given milah to their children. And the Marsha, in fact, asks on the Mizrahi this question, the Marsha here on our Gemara. If you could take a look, in the Marsha, if you're able to. The Marsha is found on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Let's see if we could find it. What's going on here? First, the Marsha says an interesting thing. The Marsha says, Tosfos l'shitase holds that Arla shaloi bismana is an oynes. But Arla after 8, even though you can't do mila, that's not a full oynes. The Marsha says that's only by your own mila. But milas zecharim, either one is an oynes, and it would not stop you from being able to eat the Karban Pesach. Now the Marsha says, that Mizrahi writes in Bahalo Yischa that Bneiim Shenodu Lehem Shiyatsu Mitzrayim Areilam Hayu Umila Zechar Ma'akevus Ma'achvesach Hashem VeIn Mechuber Kama Shechachnu Mitoch Shmaitin. Our Gemara Lechayra demonstrates that when you have an oynes, it doesn't stop. If you have an oynes for your kids, it doesn't stop you from bringing the Karban Pesach. By the way, where is it muchach in our sugya? That's the Gemara in Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara says that arelo shaloi bezmana does not. In other words, let's say somebody has a child and it's 3 days old. You're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. But your kid is an arel. No, it's not your kid being an arel that stops you from eating the Karban Pesach. It's failure to fulfill hima aloi kol zachar. And if you're not able to fulfill hima aloi kol zachar, then the fact that your kid doesn't have a milah does not stop you from bringing the Karban Pesach. So this is the kasha, the Marsha on the Mizrahi, or we're asking on the Ramban, that according to the Shittos, that the reason why Klal Yisrael did not bring the Karban Pesach on the Midbar is because their kids didn't have a milah. But what about it? It's an oynes. It's not the Klal Yisrael's fault that the kid didn't have a milah. It's because the Ruach Tzefinis did not blow. So there are a few interesting answers. The Shar HaMelech answers, and I don't have it on the sheet, that a kid not having a milah, be'oynis, is only okay regarding the shechita, but legabe the achila, the kid not having a meal ba'oines is ma'akev. So the reason the Jewish people didn't bring the Karm Pesach, you're right, technically they could have shechted it, but they couldn't have eaten it. So legabe achila, the Shar Melech wants to be mechadesh, a kid not having a meal ba'oines would be ma'akev. But that would sound a little bit funny. So what if somebody has a 3-day-old kid? So he can't eat the Karban Pesach? The Yashrish Yaakov has also an interesting chiddush. The Yashrish Yaakov says that, you're right, it was an oinus that their kids couldn't have a mila. But who caused the oinus? They caused the oinus. Why they caused? Because they sinned with the egel. So it's what's called an oinus that comes al yidei pshia. It's soifa b'chilasoi b'pshia v'soifa b'oinus. So they can't say, well, it's not our fault that our kids don't have a meal. Yes, it is your fault. You serve the egel. Don't say, well, now there's no north wind, so we can't circumcise our kid. It's your fault there's no north wind. You brought it on. So you're right, now it's extenuating, but it started off with negligence. In the footnotes on the Ritva, he brings an answer that the truth is they could have done Mila. The fact that there's no north wind does not make it an outright sakana. It just makes it that you're entitled not to do a Mila, but we're not going to hold it against you. You just can't eat a Karban Pesach. It's not an outright sakana. So this brings to a very interesting subject, more of an Agadata subject. And this is discussed in the writings of the Chassam Sofer and the Avnei Nezer. To me, it's very fascinating because I'm always interested in the Anani HaKavod. Rashi brings down in the Vezois HaBracha that Uvrischa Yinsoiru, Rashi says, that the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, Shevet Levi always did Mila. Rashi says, "Uvrischa yinsoiru bris mila shoysim shenol midbar shoyisrael loy malu es b'neiem vehem hoyu moylem umalan es b'neiem." Rashi and Chumash brings down v'zayis habracha shevet Levi always did the mila. So the Chassam Sofer asks, "Wait a second, how could they always do the mila? But it was a sakana. It was a sakana. Certainly, according to Tosfos, that." It would make it such an oinus that it would their parents were allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So why would Shevet Levi do the Mila if the north wind didn't blow? Their lives were endangered. So why would Shevet Levi, how could Shevet Levi do Mila in the Midbar? That's a very interesting question. Here, let's take a look at the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, says, this is in Chassam Sofer on Arachayim Simen Reishchas. Simen Reishchas is a very famous tshuva of Chassam Sofer. He says, V'ra'isi b'sefer kasav ish ribeinu irer yisarer ki nesar harei b'midr malo aliyah mem shalom lo nistak v'eichi nech mashem ez yisrem v'lo yizir zem alamila. Yimanav shach, the Shevet Levi did it, so why didn't the rest of Klal Yisrael? If the rest of Klal Yisrael didn't do it because it's sakana, so he says, "Minazifa ve'elch shleinosh v'ol tzvanis l'yam hayu b'derech asurim hayu lamo v'ilu hayu roitzim hayu mashmen moichem ahem v'nishra kush al alavim eichinich mashmen lamo sakim neim hakim mashabinu allow the levim to do mila." So the Chassam Sofer says an amazing thing. He says, "Do you really think that for 40 years in the Midbar the north wind didn't blow? When God made such a big miracle that throughout the whole world the north wind didn't blow? That miracle is greater than the sun standing still for Yeshua ben Nun for one day. For 40 years, the wind didn't blow." So you say, maybe only in the Midbar. And then the Chassam Sofer has another diyuk. The Galashin of the Gemara is, "Kol oisim arbam shana shayisav ben Midbar, lainashva Lahem Ratzafinus. The north wind didn't blow for them. What do you mean it didn't blow for them? It should say it didn't blow. Now, according to one answer, the only reason it didn't blow is not to scatter the Anani Akavite. So the Chassam Sofer says, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. The north wind that blows in the world heals even people who are sleeping in their house in a marble house. Because it gets in through the boards and it gets in through the peephole and it gets in through the cracks. But one place it can't get in is it can't get in into the Anani HaKavod. And the only way it would is to scatter them. Therefore, so long as the Jewish people were not in Cherem, the Ribbono Shel Olam made a miracle and he allowed the north wind to get into the Anani HaKavod. And it blew for them, for the Jewish people. And they were healed. But when the Jewish people sinned, God did not make a miracle for them to allow the north wind to get in between the cracks. So for Shevet Levi, the north wind blew for them. And for the rest of Klal Yisrael, the north wind did not blow. The reason why Shevet Levi was able to do the Milah is because for them, the north wind blew. And now we have an amazing approach of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer of Sachachov, he says, an interesting principle. And that is, when it comes to Bris Milah, we cannot exempt someone from Milah who is in Sakana. Even though when it comes to other mitzvahs, you're not in danger of your life to be mekayem the mitzvah of Chai Bohem. But the mitzvah of Milah is different. Because implicit in Milah is the endangering of life, as the Gemara darshins in Gittin, on the Pasuk, Ki Alecha Hayragnu Kol Hayoim, that we are killed for God every day. How are we killed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day through the mitzvah of Milah. And Rashi says sometimes a child dies through Milah. Therefore, we learn something very important. You know, we know that a person only has to give up their life for the cardinal three sins. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, why is someone allowed to go to war, to fight a war, Melchemes Mitzvah, on behalf of Eretz Yisrael, but they're endangering their life, and that's not one of the three cardinal sins? So everyone should be exempt from war. So the Minchas Chinuch says, that's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to endanger your life and go to war. Anytime the implicit in the mitzvah is an endangering of life, you can't say, well, v'chai bohem. No, v'chai bohem is referring to mitzvahs that don't ordinarily endanger one's life. But if implicit in the mitzvah is endangering of life, then that's not an excuse. You have to fight a war. And the Avnei Nezer says, same thing with Milah. We do not excuse someone from Milah just because their life is in danger. So you say, what do you mean? But a kid who, his life is very weak, we allow them not to do Milah. No, we don't. We allow them to delay Milah, but not indefinitely. The bottom line is, the mitzvah of Milah inherently entails sakanas nefashos. And we do it because that's the mitzvah. And therefore, says Avnei Nezer, "B'tzach lemon demishum chashash ba'alma loy nitcha mitzvos mila gamri shagam b'chol mila yesh chashash sakana kama shadar shabegitin ala pasuk ki alecha hayragnu kol hayoyim," which is mila. And he says, "I'm going to bring you a raya to this principle that a sakana does not allow one to do away with mila from the Ramban in Yevamos daf ayin beis." That the Jewish people didn't do Mila in the Midbar because the north wind did not blow. And the Ramban says that that's why they didn't bring a Karban Pesach. I don't understand. Meaning we're answering up the Ramban. This is basically an answer to the Ramban and an answer to the Chassam Sofer's question. The question we asked on the Ramban was, why the fact that their kids didn't have Mila stopped them from eating the Karm Pesach, but their kids' life were in danger? Secondly, why did the Shevet Levi do the Mila? The answer is when it comes to Mila, we don't pay attention to Sakana. The Tamua Kivan Shadin Biyam Divalay Malilan Bay, since on a cloudy day we don't do Mila, Echya Akiv, why would it be Ma'akiv Karm Pesach? So the Avnei Nezer says that at a time that the north wind didn't blow for 40 years, you can't push it off. Meaning on a cloudy day, okay, we'll delay it till tomorrow. Because even though, yes, when it comes to Mila, we don't really reckon with Sakana, but we'll delay it for a day. It's a cloudy day. We'll look at the weather forecast. And on Tuesday, it's going to be a clearer day. We'll do the Mila on Tuesday. But for 40 years, the north wind didn't blow. Of course, you have to do the Mila. And the Jewish people did not act properly by not doing Mila in the Midbar. The proof is, Shevet Levi did do the Mila, like Chazal Darshan, Anu Brischa Yin Soiru. Now, the Nezer says a wondrous chiddush, that Sakana does not pater Mila. The Gemara says that we don't do Mila on a cloudy day, because you do it tomorrow. But if you knew it's going to be cloudy for a year, of course you have to do Mila. Ki alecha hiragnu kol hayom is Mila. So this is a chiddush to answer the Ramban, why the Arla of their children would have been ma'akev them from eating the Karm Pesach. And this explains why Shevet Levi, in fact, did the Mila. Alright, that's sugya number one. Bear with me for 1 second.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.